Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, Thursday Night Football, San Francisco 49ers defeat the Los Angeles Rams 26-23. And, you know, I think a lot of talk of this is just like the gutty performance from Mac Jones. And
but
you know,
throw for basically 350.
Yeah, and there was a lot. He took a lot of hits and he was making stuff happen and things like that. And I don't know if it's all the cuts of him like throwing up on the sideline or limping to the sideline after getting just drilled. But I saw him do post-game interviews and he was just like, "Hi, my name's Mac Jones. I play quarterback, and I would like to go home." That outside of his cadence in the game, I don't know how you like get up for that guy.
Yeah, he's definitely like Quaalude Jones, just kind of chilling. Just I don't know, man. It's Stafford's a chill guy, but like
no, but there's fire.
You see him get intense. There's a lot of pointing and screaming and yelling, and he's not a. He's not super intense, but you can see him being intense.
No, he's not a Philip Rivers. You know, he's not like Philip Rivers was kind of crazy sometimes.
Philip Rivers was fire and brimstone from the jump.
Be careful.
No,
you don't want to compare him to the bad man.
No.
He will be angry.
Look,
that.
Fire and brimstone came from the top too. Just saying.
But Matt, shout out to Mac Jones. I thought this game was really strange, and these Thursday night games continue to be strange for a myriad of reasons, but.
Quick question.
Shoot.
Mac Jones doesn't suck?
Mac Jones doesn't suck? Kyle Shanahan better than we actually give him credit for?
No, he's an offensive guru. He is.
I know, but how many times do you see guys that are like, oh, this guy can fix any quarterback, and then the quarterback comes in and still kind of sucks?
Yeah, that's pretty regular.
Some guys are just that. Dude, Shanahan.
There's something with that family name.
I mean, Sam Darnold is a starter somewhere. He helped with that.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan, obviously.
Couldn't fix Trey Lance.
Could not fix Trey Lance.
But that's also.
He needed a Schottenheimer. That's what he needed.
Oh, there you go.
No, it's Harbaugh.
That's right. Yeah, it's right.
It's Harbaugh. But I think that's what it boils down to. With San Francisco missing so much on the offense and the defense still missing guys. Fred Warner was an absolute stud last night. And oh yeah, that Christian McCaffrey guy, get him the ball and things happen. I give Mac Jones a ton of credit. I thought he balled out last night. And in a league when you're a backup quarterback and you don't have a ton of opportunities to do this kind of stuff, I mean, he shouted out after the game. He's giving praise to Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, yeah, man, I'm trying to hold this down till Brock comes back. So when you don't get all those opportunities, it's perfect for you to come in and, yeah, man, throw your body on the line. Eat bananas on the sideline because your body's cramping up. Throw up in the fourth quarter in overtime. Like, guys, get behind that. And I saw, Fred Warner sitting at the desk last night and that guy, for a linebacker that hits dudes real hard for a living, he was all smiles last night, and there was nothing really to be upset about. And I thought it was just, for a team that we sit here and can't decide if they're any good and want to bash them for their injuries.
I will put 10 toes down.
That's a big win for them, I think.
It is both a big win, and it's the worst 4-1 team I've ever seen.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at the records, but I still think the Rams are the better team in this division.
Yes!
But I'll tell you what, man, if this is the second round of the playoffs, which very much could happen, San Francisco Rams, and that's kind of the performance your backup quarterback puts in, I mean, guys rally behind that. And I think you saw that, whether it was the offense or the defense making stops. I do think a lot of this game is the Rams and turnovers and bad special teams, and they kind of shot themselves in the foot a lot, but what do we always say? No style points and wins in the NFL.
No, there's not. Did you see McVay after the game?
I loved it. I loved it.
On me. It's me. I don't care. It's me.
He cut the reporter off.
It's me.
He was like, I know which question you're going. Shut up. It's me.
It's me.
Worst bad call.
Bad call.
I like that.
I thought, and you could see his eyes. He had very clearly just given a pretty impassioned speech in the locker room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was not the look of a guy that came out of a locker room with his head down.
Mm-mm.
That was a guy that probably shed a tear of like, I screwed up. And I think he genuinely believes it. I don't think he's just doing that to hop on the grenade.
No, I don't think so either. And we had the conversation yesterday, kind of where Matt Stafford, it evolved into where Matt Stafford lies in the pantheon of quarterbacks. Yeah. Rough first half for the Rams just in general, but dude, Matt Stafford is a baller. That guy is good. And that's why I still like the Rams. I mean, I've been a Seahawks guy in this division, and we'll see, because I think, you know, offensively, they still have some stuff to figure out. That defense is really good. Matt Stafford is still a dude, and he was a dude. And if there's
also Puka Nacua,
also a dude,
continues to be a dude.
Also a dude.
12 targets, 10 catches. Are you kidding?
Dude, Tutu Atwell had two catches yesterday, and both of them were insanely important.
Gave him a chance.
Gave him a big chance. Was this a good game? I don't know that answer. Was I entertained? I sure was. And this was while watching the Yankee-Red Sox game at the same time.
Yeah. How do you feel about McCaffrey getting 22 carries?
I think it makes sense because you don't trust your quarterback. You don't expect Mac Jones to go out.
He threw the ball 49 times.
I know, but you don't expect Mac Jones to go out there and be amazing. So you want to force-feed McCaffrey. And they were force-feeding him in the beginning of the game.
And he
couldn't do anything. And then once he started kind of getting going, then their offense became a little more of a balanced attack. But, I mean, a lot of this game is... The Rams' defense played better in the second half, but the Rams' offense and special teams kind of fell apart when they really needed mm-hmm. them to. The McVay call, to get back to that, I love guys like McVay, and I love guys that are, you know, he says the classic line, we're here to win a game.
Yeah.
And that's why you go for it.
He didn't go full LaFleur with the Packers, but Packers walked out with a tie.
I probably would have kicked the field goal there, but the reason he went for it, I think, is why we could have the conversation of do you elect to defer or accept mm-hmm. on the coin flip of overtime?
Yeah.
Because guys are deferring because they want to know what they need to do.
Yep.
But because the game is still alive after that, and it's live, it's not college football where you're going to get another chance, it makes me wonder if going first is the better route.
Because then you put the pressure. Yes, you may have set it up or whatever.
Only
like,
because if you get a touchdown and they do too, whatever you do seals it.
Yeah.
To where I think McVay went for it there because he was afraid if he kicked the field goal, they would score no matter what.
Because there's time on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what, I don't like it, but it's what the Packers did last week of like, we're just going to run this stupid thing down. And Jordan Love almost screwed that pooch.
Yeah.
When he tried to get that last play off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they did walk out with a tie, and technically, the tie is better than the loss. Technically.
Technically, percentage points-wise, yes.
But it's still lame.
Still super lame. But lame. Hey, to your point, the NFC West continues.
I'm telling you, man, just spin the chamber on a week-to-week basis.
Spin the chamber and we'll see how it goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.